Hello, welcome back to the next episode of the Peace of Mind Makers podcast. My rabbit keeps making noise, and so I apologize if you hear anything in the background, but I have already tried to record this many times, and I just want to get through it without being too perfectionist about it, so I think it'll be fine. With that being said, we are on episode 11 already, and it is time to talk about the full moon of the month, which is the Vine Moon of celebration, inspiration, and prosperity, and how I am relating that to balance, which is the main theme that you would relate to Libra season, as Libra is represented by the scales, and it is coinciding with the autumn equinox time of year where the day and night are equal. So we have balance in nature, and we can take inspiration from that and celebrate everything that we have been working hard for. We can harvest this. We can celebrate the fruits of our labor. And inspiration, part of that is, I think, being intoxicated, not literally, by alcohol if you do not drink, but I think that was a literal reason for inspiration and celebration being associated with this time of year. However, I live in Pennsylvania and we have some really awesome apples around here, and fresh apple cider is one of the best things, so I think that it's fair enough to substitute with whatever your heart desires. It doesn't have to be alcoholic. Just, you know, celebrate and do what brings you joy and helps you celebrate your lifestyle in moderation, because we want to keep that balance in mind and not overdo it. Not do things too much in excess so that we are lacking in some way in the future when we maybe don't have opportunities to grow because we're getting into the colder months of leading into winter. If you want to think ahead, if not, then do whatever makes you happy. But I use this stuff to kind of plan, so that is my intention when I'm thinking about this stuff, so that's how I frame it. And as far as prosperity is concerned, I think when you have a lot, you've gained a lot, whether it's experience or, you know, financial success, material success, or just, you know, you've had spiritual growth, relationship growth, anything really. Or, you know, if you're like a gardener, you have that literal connection to nature with sowing and cultivating and harvesting. And then what do? If you harvest and you have way more than you need, you don't just hoard it so that it just like gets spoiled and you have more than you could ever use. You invest it in things that you care about. And so you share it with other people and you share your success. And I think the ability to do this is the ability to recognize balance in prosperity and not just be holding on to everything because you're afraid that you will not be able to gain more in the future. Things will not come back to you if you let go of them. But I also look at nature in my part of the world. We have trees that actually change color in the fall and shed their leaves, and it is actually quite beautiful and inspirational. The time of year is cooling down and it's a lot more enjoyable, and part of what comes with that is that the leaves fall and the trees are left with just barren twigs. And it does not look great, honestly, for a few months. But there are reasons why they have to let go of these leaves. And it's part of a cycle. And the leaves don't just get discarded into nothing. They fall and they get recycled back into the earth, the ecosystem. They get mulched into literal earth and repurposed. And so you can think of doing that with anything that you feel you need to let go of that is just no longer serving you, it's weighing you down, it's run its course. You can visualize a beautiful autumn tree and just imagine yourself shedding these beautiful leaves. And it's something that not only spectators can enjoy, but the actual earth benefits from that. So I choose to look at that as the main lesson for leading into this season currently. And take that as you will. There's a lot more that could be said, but I think I will just stop while my bunny is being quiet. So I appreciate you guys for listening. I want to thank Alex and AJ again for joining me the last two episodes. That was wonderful. I hope to have more guests on. I will probably have them on again as well. So stay tuned for more of that. And I'm going to go finish my full moon ritual. So peace out and thanks again. Until next time.